From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tight security for New Year's Eve celebrations. Happy New Year to our friends in Australia, where it's already 2016. In Sydney, one of the first population centers marking the dawn of 2016, Australians gathered to enjoy one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. Now, elsewhere, where 2015 is still clinging to its final few hours, security is tight at New Year's Eve celebrations as authorities confront threatened possible terror attacks against public celebrations. Jakarta was on high alert after Indonesian police uncovered plans for a terror attack on the capital during the festivities. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Police in Brussels say they've arrested a 10th suspect in connection with the November 13th terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. They also reported Thursday that six more people have been detained for questioning about a suspected New Year's Eve terror plot. Iran said Thursday it would respond to any interventionist measures by the U.S. after U.S. officials said the Treasury Department was preparing new sanctions connected to Iran's ballistic missile program. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari called the planned sanctions unilateral, arbitrary and illegal. The Washington Street Journal, which first reported the planned move, said the sanctions will likely be formally announced this week and include about 12 people and companies in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. Sanctions would call on U.S. banks to freeze the assets of those on the list. This is VOA News.